This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
This is Carl Donnelly here.
It's Julian Dean here. Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Just a quick note. If you're listening to this or watching this, we'd like to point you in the direction of our Patreon. What's the address, Julian?
The Patreon is patreon.com/wearetvi.
And there's loads of additional content on there. There's loads of Patreon-exclusive episodes. There's videos.
We must have about 100 now.
There's loads. There's a little secret special that I did that was filmed in Edinburgh a couple of years ago that I've never put public. I put it only out to patrons. They can watch the live show that we did with What's Upset You Now.
And also our live show from the Black Horse.
In Leicester, yeah. And just also loads of exclusive episodes where we just have little catch-ups during the week. And also that you tend to get the unedited podcasting that sometimes
we
snip out names because we don't want to cause any problems.
Comedians.
Sometimes we leave names in on the Patreon, but that means you have joined the circle of trust.
So no grasses. Don't join if you're a grass.
Yeah.
That's cool. Fair, isn't it?
Anyway, and also if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, go over there, sign up, youtube.com/wearetvi.
Thank you.
Other than that, enjoy this week's episode.
Love you.
We love you.
Hi guys, welcome back to TVI. this is a little special episode. Carl Donnelly here. I'm alone in the studio today. anyway. For those watching on YouTube, you'll see the current running joke. If you're listening, you're going to have to trust us. Go over to YouTube now, youtube.com/wearetvi, to see what the marvels of modern technology. right, here we go. Julian, you can now speak.
Hi. Hi. I feel like I've been caught wanking.
So I do as well. It's my face that was on your head.
That's how I wank anyway, with your Edinburgh show picture. How's it going?
Yeah, good, man. It's good to be back in the studio digitally, floating around. My head is literally floating.
Just check the mic. The mic's near your mouth. Yeah, it's working.
Yeah, cheers, mate. this is madness, isn't it? That this is a thing that's possible. I know, obviously, they can put a man on the moon. It's probably not that madness, but it's still, I find this very exciting. That
it's pretty good, isn't it? I don't reckon you could have done this 10 years ago.
No,
this was all marshland. Because this used to be at Asda.
My mate loves saying that in London all the time. Anytime he's walking around, he goes, "I remember when this was all fields."
Yeah.
Anyway, how is everyone? How's has everyone got over the Will Smith slap?
Oh yeah, fucking hell, man!
Fuck, man! Were any of you watching it live?
No, but I thought it was fake when I first saw it, though. But I'm pretty sure it's real.
People still think it is, but I think the reaction of the crowd, Will Smith crying about it.
Yeah.
I feel like it is. I feel like, and Chris Rock, everyone's like, look how well he took it, and he's laughing. It's like, yeah, that's shock, man. If you get slapped on live television, you're going to be in shock, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was fucked up, man. I think Will Smith needs a bit of therapy, man.
I think he needs a lot of therapy.
Yeah. A little bit followed by a little bit more. Yeah. A little bit each day.
I do think people have overreacted. Like, Like, do you know what I mean? It is ultimately just a little slap. It's not like, if he'd have nutted him, I would have been like, fuck, this is serious.
But it like, was quite a hard slap though, wasn't it? Like,
yeah. It was a bit of a camp sort of film slap as well, wasn't it? He went big and just, like, there was no...
I suppose where the mic's right next to him, everyone heard it, I guess, but yeah.
But I don't think he really put too much in it. Do you know what I mean? He wasn't trying to knock him out. He was giving him a slap. And I think that is... I think people have overreacted to the fact that it was just... It was a slap, which I think means something different to a punch or a headbutt, Your Honour.
I mean, it is still a... If he would be arrested, though, if that was in the street, wouldn't he? It's still assault.
If it was a stranger and you just go up and slap him, but like, you know, I think, yeah, again, Chris Rock isn't going to press charges. Because if he did, he'd be a pussy on me. But
he's not going to take him to the High Court.
He didn't even know she had alopecia. It weren't even an alopecia joke. It was just her joke.
It was a shit joke. I mean, again, I'm not defending Will Smith. I don't think we should start slapping comedians for shit jokes because we'd all be in trouble. But
I thought Rock was going to hit him back because he kind of is. He was almost like, I don't know, but obviously he's a pussy.
No, I mean, that would be, and I'm not, you know, I don't think Chris Rock is I don't think he's a fighting type.
Well, he's nearly 60, isn't he now? He's quite old, isn't he? He's in his 50s.
But Will Smith is, he's a big boy, Will Smith, as well. Mm. You know,
he had his guard up.
I reckon he'd done a bit
obviously,
of training for
Ali. Yeah, he does train,
Ali
Yeah. He was training not long ago with Conor McGregor's trainer.
I watched it back and I, you can really see when Chris Rock decides not to absolutely roast the fuck out of both of them immediately after.
Yeah.
There's a moment
there is,
where he goes, I could.
There was a part of him that was like, when he was laughing, going, wow, you think he is a... I thought he was going to say something that was going to escalate it.
Yeah, he really could have.
Yeah. But I suppose it's that thing of he's the host. So actually the level of professionalism he kept is well impressive, mate.
I think he was impressive, man. Yeah.
I do as well, because I would have I would have been rolling around the floor with Will Smith on global television, just fucking screaming and crying.
I would have fucking clumped him back, man.
I would have taken him to the street, man.
I'd have gone over and beat him and his fucking family.
I would have fucking probably just gone down from the slap. I'd have been on the floor on my
sleeping.
Ass.
Someone said that someone would have been on the floor.
Turned into a lost voice guy.
Because it's all filmed. Yeah. You could sue him for so much money.
I know, fuck. But no, he took it well. I'm not defending Will Smith, but I think the reaction, the way people, like that Judd Apatow tweet when he was like, he could have died. It's like, mate.
Judd Apatow, shut up, man. Because it is a serious thing that happened, but shut up, Judd, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, you still, it is serious, but it's also, and this is the thing I find most important when everyone's getting too serious about it on the Twitter, is it is also well funny as well. Like, if you said to somebody like who didn't know what had happened, they wouldn't believe you. If you said, Will Smith got up, slapped Chris Rock in the face on live global television, sat back down, and then won a Best Actor Oscar 10 minutes later. That is unheard of.
To a standing ovation.
Crying, and everyone's just like,
I just think it was undeserved. Like, it wasn't... I just think Chris Rock didn't deserve a slap.
I thought you meant the Best Actor Award.
Yeah, the Best Actor Award. That was the biggest shock.
Yeah, no, I agree. Of course it wasn't deserved. It's like... We've all probably said worse to somebody in an audience. I've heard people say way worse.
Yeah,
and people laugh.
It was kind of a nice joke.
It's a joke.
And but, Will Smith laughed.
But Jay didn't. She was like...
Yeah, but... Yeah, no, that's... But people are saying that he laughed and then he saw she was unhappy and then he had to sort of defend her honour.
That seems to look like...
I think he was laughed doing that thing where you're sort of... He didn't want to laugh. He was just playing along because it's the Oscars. And I think he then genuinely just went, no, fuck this, man, and just went up and did what he did, which isn't, you know, it's not right what he did, but I think people are acting like she sort of went, go and punch Chris Rock, and he went up and did it, and it's like...
I mean, he's an adult. He's responsible.
Exactly. It's taken away his agency and what happened. And then people are saying that he's sort of... it's rude to her to act like he needs to do that, but you know, people don't know what their relationship's all about, apart from the fact they're always fucking talking about it in interviews.
Apart from
literally never shut up about it.
I mean, he lets people bang her and that, don't he?
She lets him bang people, though. They both have got an open relationship.
Do they?
Yeah, that's the funny thing as well. There is an element
that's
of
fair.
sexism in the way it's reported, like people going on like, I wouldn't let no one fuck my wife. It's like, but hey, if they've got an open relationship, they're both at it. You can't really.
Plus, it's up to them what they do. Like, you ain't got to let them fuck your wife, mate. It's just what they want to do. No one's going to fuck your wife, mate.
I've seen your wife, mate. No one wants to have... I wouldn't go near her.
There ain't a queue, bro. I mean, I will, yeah. I'm an alky.
God.
But it was, yeah, it was mental, mate. I watched it live because in Australia, like, you know, the Oscars is always, it's so late.
Yeah. That must have been shocking live, man.
Well, it wasn't exactly live. What happened was I was in the car driving. I'd been to do a radio interview here, and I was driving back in my in-law's car, and I pulled up outside the house, and Chris Martin messaged me with the video. He just felt like he'd literally just watched it, sent me and went, mate, have you just seen this? This is unbelievable. So I watched it. So this is like a minute afterwards. I walked into the house and Hannah was on the sofa going like, what? You will not believe what's just happened. And I was like, I've just fucking watched it. It was the most exciting 10 minutes of television I think I've ever watched.
And in Australia, they didn't censor it. So you heard him say, take my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out your fucking mouth. I think he knew what he overreacted.
Take my tits out your fucking mouth. Should have been shouting that.
I think the anger come afterwards because he was kind of a bit upset with his action as well. Probably.
Yeah, of course. And he was just so, like, you'd have been, the adrenaline he must have felt. He's just slapped someone in front of the world.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Mental. It's absolutely mental. You can't,
he's
what
like
are you going to do?
He's essentially
like
an old man,
Oscars.
Chris Rock now. So I know he looks good and stuff, but he is like late 50s,
isn't
he?
Can't be far off it, though, can he? Will Smith,
no, I think there may be a generation apart. Let me have a look.
No.
I reckon Will Smith must be, what, 50, do you reckon? Older.
I think... definitely in his 50s.
No, I think he's in his 40s, and I think Chris Rock's nearly 60.
Yeah. I thought there'd be a bit of time between... not much time between them at all.
Chris Rock's 57.
Rah.
Yeah.
And Will Smith is... oh, 53. Yeah. Okay. They're close. They're peers, I would say.
Yeah.
I think Dana White should sign them both.
He fucking might as well.
I mean, Will Smith would fucking wipe the floor with Chris Rock.
Yeah,
that's light side.
But there'll be no fallout from this, in the sense of, like, I reckon they'll be presenting a fucking Oscar together next year. It will Chris Rock will do some funny routines about it. He'll get that sort of success from it. Will Smith will probably have to have a bit of PR rehabilitation, but I don't think it's a career ender.
No,
he'll do it, of course. I reckon he's already in a bit of therapy, to be honest.
I hope he pulls himself together a bit. He just seems a bit messed up, doesn't he? But being a superstar for that long is probably took his toll on him a bit. And
oh man, I think I'd be dead within about 2 weeks if I got that famous,
isn't it, man?
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
I'd have AIDS my first episode. And the basketball court in Bel Air.
I got little fight and then I got AIDS.
I got in one little fight and then I died a crack.
It's some people are, I think. It's a miracle that more celebrities don't die of drug overdoses. You know, when you when it happens, it's shocking. Obviously, like that's that Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins obviously died last week.
Yeah, and
that's sad. But like it's amazing that that's not the norm. It's that you
it's
think
such
there'd be
a
one
part
dying
of
a
music,
week.
Rock and roll culture as well, isn't it? Drugs and fucking.
God, they're all coked up at the Oscars. Did you see Liam Payne, the One Direction guy?
Oh, man.
Oh, is that who that was? Him. And he's got a bit of a weird accent now.
Yeah.
It's like called coke accent. When you've done about 12 grams during the Oscars.
Whereabouts in cocaine are you from?
It was brutal. He's like, there's no winners. And he sounds like he's from Amsterdam. It's very strange.
There's no winners.
It makes no sense. Because he's from, where is he from? He's from like the West Midlands, isn't he?
He's from Wolverhampton.
Yeah, exactly. That is, there's it's no so way strange. His accent should be that.
That's bizarre. And then he somehow managed to crowbar in that he sold out Madison Square Garden during.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, Madison, I sold it out. That's some fucking that's humble, you know, bragging.
That's when you know he's coked up to his fucking
eyeballs.
No one's bragging about selling out Madison Square Gardens when someone's asked him about a punch. They've not been keying it backstage.
What the fuck is that? How did he crowbar that in?
I think he said. He was like, I met Chris Rock, you know, when I was 17 and sold out Madison Square Garden. I think he was on the night before or something. Like, okay, man.
Okay, let's cut to the weather. This guy.
But that was on Good Morning Britain. How mad's that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah, I met Will Smith when I was having my cock reduction surgery. It's just stupid shit, man. But
so
anyway,
funny.
That was what's been going on then? What's been going on? What else has been going on in London? Any news from the home country? I've heard
the Chortle Awards this evening.
Oh, is it? What's somebody should know. Somebody needs to go slap Steve Bennett in his chops.
I love that so much.
That'd
everyone.
Be so
he takes
funny.
One from every comic in the room.
That'd be so funny.
Oh, I'd love that.
Only someone. If it was a obviously if it was a pastiche of the Will Smith. I don't reckon. I mean, I'm not saying anyone should slap
a couple of
reviewer.
Acts should have a plan to do that.
Someone should just shoot him. I think.
I actually don't mind Steve Bennett, but that's partially because I don't read Chortle. But like, I think. Yeah, it'd be quite funny if someone just did a fake, you know, slap on him.
Someone good did it at Hot PR Water. Bit. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see it. Yeah, it was all too. It was a bit too, you know, fake though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think
who,
if you're gonna do it,
it,
you need to commit to it.
Tom Keegan, who's a Scottish comedian, he pretended he was doing jokes about Dean Coughlin's misses.
Oh, and Dean Coughlin got up and slapped him.
The slap, he didn't commit to the slap. If he'd have really gone for it, I think people might have bought it.
It's quite hard to slap your mate as a joke, though, isn't it? Like it's quite hard. I remember once I had slapped my mates. My mate wanted me to punch him in the face once because that's a long story. But like,
I feel like that's a story you should tell, Julie.
Well, I wasn't allowed to hang around with him. Because I was the naughty, and his mum and dad like would go mad.
If he punched him, that would really get him on side.
So his stepdad saw me and
now.
His stepdad saw me and him in the street about 13, and he was like, "Oh no!" And then he come up with a story like he was going to have a fight with me, but he needed to go back. It's so weird now, but like, he needed to go back with a black eye, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't punch him, so my other mate punched him.
And did he have a black eye?
A little bit, I think, yeah.
Okay. What a lovely story.
What a weird story now. I've said that out loud.
I've definitely been slapped. We used to slap each other now and again, like just, you know, do that blokey, laddie thing of catching each other off guard. And
when we used to have boxing gloves and stuff, we used to, like, five of us used to flip a coin. Who loses gets punched in the face. And I remember I hit my mate Steve, and he was like, "No, you can do it harder," because I found it hard to hit when you're not like.
Yeah,
and then he kept saying, "Call me a slut."
he
would call me daddy. Hit me harder, daddy. I've been a bad boy, but then I just fucking properly right hooked him, man, and like, it was good.
Putting down $1 million baby, then, mate. It's like
Will,
legs amputated.
Will Smith, keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
That's got to be a punchline from that.
Oh, definitely.
Keep my wife's tits out of your mouth.
my mate Rich once. This is not on the par of a punch, but it was really painful. We were out shopping, Christmas shopping. I wanted to buy my mum a perfume, and I picked one up that I was going to buy her. And we were like,
was it Valentine's Day?
One of her boyfriends had asked me to get it for her. I went to my mate Rich. I went, yeah, have a smell of that, see if you reckon that's nice, I should get it for her. And he took it and he smelt it, and then he just turned and properly pepper sprayed me in the eyes with it. Proper, just straight in my eyeballs.
Rape.
But it was so painful. Proper, two sprays right in my eyeballs with perfume. Oh, and it was so painful, but within about 10 seconds of the pain, I was also laughing hysterically at the fact that he'd just done that. Because that's such an extreme thing to do to a mate.
We were in Belgium once for my school trip, and we went and obviously bought loads of CS gas and flick knives.
Obviously.
I was on a pier, and I sprayed the CS gas and a big cloud of it, but I walked straight into it. And it fucking hell, I was streaming my eye. It was it's like mace, isn't it? And my mate, on a pier, so my mate had to like hold the back of my and like guide me in that, or I'd fall in. But it's fucking so painful.
Did you guys ever do that, the deodorant and lighter flamethrower?
Yeah, thing? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Every day.
Yeah.
We used to blow them up as well, put them on fires and that.
Yeah, yeah. I was always paranoid, though, the fire was going to go back into the can and blow my hand off or something.
That was always the warning, wasn't it? People used to say, don't.
Yeah.
It says that on the can.
When you're playing with them. When you're having your fun, kids.
Oh, go on.
There was a thing, I think it might be Northern Ireland specific, it's called the Red Hand of Ulster, which really makes it almost definitely Northern Ireland specific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was common in like the changing rooms for them just slap you right in the middle of your back really, really hard.
Oh,
and it would leave a big red handprint. And it was like...
What, you had no top on?
In the changing room, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Victoria went to the top of school. It was a weird thing they were trying.
It was the Chippendales Academy. It was Hooters Academy.
Yeah, I genuinely... But that when I was driving back that day, when the Oscars was on, I drove past. There's a bar in between here and the part of the city where I was coming from. It's called like the Royal Tavern, and it's got topless barmaids every night of the week. I didn't even know that was still a thing. Topless, like not Hooters with tight t-shirts and big babalans. This is like actually
babalans
out serving you a drink.
I wonder if they feel uncomfortable. Must just be used to it.
I mean to go into that, they might be a bit tense.
They might be quite extrovert, and they might be they might be dancers anyway or something.
You fucking wanna be. You don't want to be a wallflower with your tits up serving a Guinness to some piss cunt.
You don't want to be a shy girl. Loosen up. Not really. I don't know if I'd particularly be into that, like being in the bar. Feel like an absolute creep, because you'd definitely
100%.
Look a bit, because it's the novelty of it.
Yeah, yeah, you couldn't not look at the...
I'd just come
in front
and
of you.
Finish my drink and go. You'd have to look, wouldn't you? Like, you couldn't not.
They might be annoyed if you didn't.
Yeah.
I'd say it'd be weirder if you didn't. If you went in and were just like trying to not look at, like, well, just go to another pub where people haven't got their tits out making you a drink, innit? Surely.
It's like I've been in a strip club before, and like not for like fucking 15 years or something. But and
since they banned you. Rather.
Since I got arrested. But
since the lifetime UK-wide ban.
So the girls sit like near you, obviously. They want you to have a private dance. And I'm like, I'm just here to like have a drink. And they act like you're mad for being there not going to have a dance. But obviously they want money, don't they?
But also they're right. If you want to drink, just go to a bar. Why are you going to a strip club for an overpriced drink?
I just was tagging along, really, with my kids.
Yeah, of course.
I do think you lose
some... Tag along with me. Tag along with my cock. I was just following the crowd of my cock.
I do think you lose some authority to complain if all the barmaids are topless. As in, like, if you get a, like, if you order a cocktail and it's not quite up to your standard, like, oh, I think this is Coke instead of Diet Coke, I feel like the bartender's going to go, mate, everyone's topless.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, sorry. Mate. This isn't so vegan.
That head on my pint's a bit too small. Yeah. Mate, I've got my fucking tits out, mate. Just really deadpan.
Yeah, yeah. My tits are down here, mate.
Yeah, I was so mad that it still exists. I genuinely didn't know that was still a thing.
I have even to go get and check uncomfortable
it out for research purposes. I'll report. I'll send some footage to Julian's
live broadcast.
DMs. I'll do a catch up from there.
Can you sit in there next time? Because I can't really picture it. So did you go in there?
No, I drove past it. So I drove past
there's a sign outside
as well. Side outside that says topless barmaids every night of the week.
What the
fucking hell. What if the barmaids know that when they got the job?
I imagine some old couple were walking past and didn't see the sign and went in for a pint. You'd be shocked as shit, man.
Oh, God.
Should have men's one.
I even don't like... Well, you get those butlers in the buff. That's quite common.
Yeah, yeah.
I even get uncomfortable when, like, the staff and the waitresses of the place have to wear, like, outfits, even when it's those, like, dead form-fitting dresses and they have to wear heels. I just feel like... When you've worked in a bar and they have to do it in high heels and like a really tight dress, and it just feels a bit gross.
That's disgusting. Which bar? Where is this disgusting bar? Might take up drinking again.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is, but yeah, I suppose that's on the spectrum of uncomfortable bar people, but I think having your Babylons out is probably top end of the spectrum.
I mean, even on a naturist beach, I'd feel. I mean, I don't know if I'd. Have you ever been on a nature beach where they're all naked?
I've not been on one, no. Victoria? I don't. I'd feel uncomfortable.
No. Same here, yeah. For my big schlong.
Feel uncomfortable for everyone else to have to sit next to my massive dick.
My massive boner. Thick, hard, not really.
I feel uncomfortable for the beach security guards for having to drag me off in my
hard car. I was just sunbathing and people came down with buckets of water, started throwing them on my cock. They thought it was a beached whale.
I thought it was a sandworm. I couldn't go on a naturist beach, though. No, sir. I mean, you'd get sunburn on your genitalia anyway, eh?
We could put sun cream on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting, Carl.
That is actually worse, isn't it?
Could you put a bit on my back and my balls? Cheers, man. My hands are all fucking sandy.
Oh, shit. But I went to the beach 2 days ago, actually, here. Lovely. Did you end up going in the sea?
No.
Because obviously we tried to do a test of this the other day. There were some technical issues. We didn't actually end up having anything to put out. But we were talking about my ice bath. And,
yeah.
You were going to go in the sea. But
I
want to do another
out.
Ice bath. I really
the
liked
ice
it.
The ice bath thing did go out because we spoke about it on our Patreon catch-up.
We did it on a Patreon, right. Yeah, but we also tried one of these and that didn't go out. But so I went in the sea yesterday or day before, and it was
how was it?
Lovely.
What, in the morning time?
I went. It's about 11 a.m. It wasn't too early.
Is the sea cold out there then?
Well, yeah, because it's that weird thing where Melbourne's on the south coast, so actually the water here never really gets that warm, even at the height of summer. And now it's coming into autumn and, you know, it's going to, like, the water temperature is pretty nippy. Like, no one from Melbourne, you'll see the odd sort of old boy having a swim and some crazy long distance swimmers, but no one I know in Melbourne is currently going to the beach and going in the sea. To them, you'd be mad to go in the sea at this time of year. So obviously me and my wife were splashing around like, it's so lovely because we're fucking from London. But Yeah, it's nice though. It's refreshing.
My mum goes sea swimming about 3 times a week in the Irish Sea, in the north coast of Ireland. Yeah.
Fucking hell. That would be nips.
Yeah. I don't talk about my mum's nips like that.
Well, that'd be some hard nipples.
Take my mum's nips out of your mouth, mate.
Where's Maturo gone to get on a Qantas flight to slap Carl and come back?
You literally just see him walk in the court, I turn like this, you just get a slap on my face.
Keep my wife's
my mum's
nips out of your mouth.
It's going to happen in a school it's probably already happened. Someone got their mum got cussed and somebody slapped a kid and went, take your mum's name.
It would definitely,
because
Will
mouth.
Smith's a solid role model, isn't he? Like, there's people going to be doing that.
But there's some comedians were trying to give it all that. Like, well, now it's made it dangerous for us. It's like,
come
mind your neck,
come at
mate.
Me, bro.
God.
Come at me, bro. You best not miss.
Comedians love making everything really serious about comedy, and everything happens to do with comedy, they always make it into some big, like, well, now we're a threat. It's like,
when comics are serious, which a lot of them are just only serious on Twitter, it's like, bore off.
I know, man. Just,
hey, crack a fucking
get into politics if you want.
I just find it funny when comedians, like, we know most comedians. When you see them being serious, you're like, I've worked with you. I've sat in a dressing room with you. You're one of the dumbest cunts I've ever met.
I know.
Let's not pretend you're suddenly a social commentator.
It just smells like narcissism anyway. It's like just like about I'm really taking this seriously. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Would you ever go on Question Time?
No, absolutely
I'd like to go in the
not.
Audience.
I'd love to see you ask a question on Question
I'd go,
Time,
excuse
Julian.
Me, I don't know what you're all talking about. It's a question from the guy with the incredible abs in the third row.
I thought this was Saturday Night Takeaway, guys. I'm fucked up.
This was Paddy McGuinness's new show. I thought this was the... What's that one where they all get naked? I watched that the other day. That's fucking...
Naked Attraction.
It's compelling to watch, though.
That's what you call it.
It's weird how weird human bodies are. I'm like, oh.
That's the thing that I find the most
fascinating.
I've never
seen a
you'd
vagina
it,
before.
You'd think it would all be like absolute tens who just want to show off their amazing bodies.
Oh,
but actually,
no.
It's people that are fucking got all sorts going on, man.
Yeah.
It's almost quite... Sort of, you got a lot of I ended up with more respect for them than I should do, considering they've just got their dick out on telly.
I know, and then they're going into the office the next day. It's weird.
Hey guys, you seen me on telly last night.
They must struggle to get people, I reckon.
Maybe. A lot of crazy.
There is a lot. I genuinely think you're right. I think there's enough crazy people that would be like, yeah, I'll definitely get my cock and balls out.
That's not even the highest level of that stuff. Do you remember the... What's it called? Where people go in with like horrific, like skin conditions, embarrassing bodies. Where the whole premise of the show is, ew, you're gross.
Yeah.
Somebody must have done a routine about how like can't be that embarrassing, mate. You've just gone on telly, we'll just show it off.
For sure.
I know.
There's a comedian in Belfast who has a funny bit about Naked Attraction, whereas this guy goes on and he's just got an absolute like hammer of a dick. And this woman's doing all the choosing, and she just finds random reasons to like shut down all the others.
Yeah, I don't like his toenails.
Yeah, those toenails.
He's very charismatic. That one. You can only see his
and
cock.
Then keeps going through,
and then first just shows it up to his knees. You can see the bottom of it sticking down.
She's just booking a hotel live on a fucking trip, fucking bookings.com.
It keeps going through, and then she finally, you know, they come out and they have to like. Do the little chat of like, so what did you like about David? And then she's like, you know, he's got a great face, and he's got and then the host goes, and what do you think, because he's got a prosthetic leg, and the woman's like, I didn't even fucking see that.
Didn't even know he had his other leg was rotten. I'll just wheel him up as the hotel got a Stanislav. Just put him in the bed, please, and then leave. This giant hammer dick. What was it? Just hanging down?
Yeah. Just.
Oh, dreamy. I do respect a hammer dick. My mate, he was an Aussie actually, he used to work with, he had a massive cock. And we used to get him to get it out and that.
Oh, God.
I remember I was with a girl once, I was like, show me your cock, man. Oh, God, what was we doing?
I know, that is just such young bloke behaviour, man.
I know, we were like really young, man.
Yeah, now you would not be asking.
I'd just say, show me it.
Yeah, exactly. I think we need to wrap this up shortly.
Yeah.
It's been very fun. It's been a great test of the technology to make this work while I'm in Australia. I think it's been a success.
See you later, man.
There we go. I just disappear into a black hole.
What's that old film again? That's a bit like that. Like they shrinks like down.
Inner space.
Keep Carl out of your mouth.
There you go. Any listeners, go on and you can see what we did there. I can go anywhere, mate. You can move. You can make me massive. You can make me tiny. Oh, I don't like it when I go too big. But this is, yeah. So we're going to have guests come in and I'll just be floating around and we can have the guests in as normal. Lovely.
It's nice, isn't it? This was a nice little test for our patrons. And
yes,
thanks all that came to Carl's preview on Sunday. It was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun. It was,
about 70 people
well.
There, weren't there?
Yeah.
It was good.
And it's really helpful because now sort of, I know what I'm doing with the show when I start tomorrow night. So there we go. We'll do them again. We'll think, it'd be good for like Edinburgh stuff. It's a good thing to be able to do secret little Zoom stand-up gigs.
And we're thinking about
nice
getting other acts that want a very good captive audience.
Yeah, you know, because it's that thing, some comics need previews, and we're just having done that a couple of times now. I think we've got a nice receptive audience who might, we could sort of almost offer out if you like. So basically they'd get a free stand-up show, but the acts get a really nice audience to try material out with. They're both benefiting each other. But anyway, we'll work that
Vittoro,
out.
Vittoro would do one.
I'd do that.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So anyway, that's all that needs to be said. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks Vittorio for running things and joining
thanks
in.
Thanks for all our new patrons as well.
Yeah, thanks.
Had a bit of an influx in the last month or so.
Yeah. Going back and watching all them old things.
Yeah, man.
That's it. Go on YouTube if you're listening. You can see the fun new setup just for the next,
if you haven't,
eight
subscribe
weeks?
To our YouTube channel. Be very helpful.
Yes.
Get them subscribers up, mate.
There we go.
Thanks, all everybody. Right.
Thanks, everyone. And we'll speak to you and see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Chronic is the diet of AIDS.